Out of Africa, Meryl Streep as Karen and Robert Redford as Dennis make a gripping film, an emotional love story in one of my favorite films. This movie is based on the life and writings of Baroness Karen Blixen, a Danish woman who married her friend Bro in a marriage of convenience. He agrees to the marriage and the two of them plan to move to Kenya to begin a dairy farm. However, things turn out differently from her expectations because Bro bought a coffee plantation on the slopes of Kilimanjaro rather than a dairy farm. She meets all the colonial residents of the country, most of them were British. She also meets Dennis, a local big game hunter and a really awesome man. They start a strong friendship. The story is so interesting because it explains how this brave woman overcomes the stereotype of colonial British ladies by running the coffee farm while her husband has a life of hunting and infidelities. Also, as she isn't able to have children, she decides to open a school to teach reading, writing and so on to the African children of the area. Watching this brave woman dealing in a black man world is absolutely gorgeous. It's brilliant how the director describes the relationship between Karen and Dennis. Their friendship develops further. Karen used to delight him with her tales every night near the fireplace, having some red wine in her farmhouse. There's a scene in the film that I particularly love, in which after a trip they stopped to spend the night in somewhere in African savanna. There, as they were covered by the dust of the way, Dennis washed Karen's hair in one of the most romantic scenes I've ever seen. But it is not a normal relationship. Karen realized that Dennis is impossible to domesticate. Dennis is special and tends to appear and disappear wherever he fancies. He's also in love with her, but his way. His ambiguity towards her is something like his ambiguity towards the land which he explores with truck and airplane, leading tours wherever the country. Their meetings and the breathtaking landscapes of Kenya, while you are listening the beautiful soundtrack by John Barry, make this film a film to enjoy, a film to love. The fatal finish of Dennis, who died in a plane crash, is a way to say that love always exists. No death could destroy it, because it lives in Karen's soul.